Today is a Yud Dalid year, but it is not Pesach Sheni. People were wondering why we said Tachnun downstairs this morning. The Achronim say that the Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachnun on Pesach Sheni. Minig Sfarad is that you don't say. The reason why the Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachnun is because today is not Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, and the Rambam Paskins, the Gemara has a Machlekes, and the Rambam Paskins, that you only bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is not a calendaric date. Pesach Sheni is a month after Hakrovas Korban Pesach Rishon Aydei Rov Hatzibu B'Tahara. So nobody brought any Korban Pesach last month. So today is not Pesach Sheni. The Minig Sfarad is a Psazecher. It would have been, if he would have brought a Korban, it would have been Pesach Sheni. If it would have been, it would have been. Okay, but it isn't. So that's why Minig Ashkenaz is that you do say Tachin. It's easy as all that. Okay, we left off on Yud Beis on the base, on the top, five lines from the top. The Mishnah says the cryptic opening line, Hakol Shechtem Shchitosim Sheira, is good l'chatchila, and it's only good b'dieved. We had six different interpretations of what it refers to. But Chutz Mecheru Shoyte B'Kotten, it even b'dieved, it's no good. Some are good l'chatchila, some are good b'dieved, and some are not even good b'dieved. Chutz Mecheru Shoyte B'Kotten. Why is it no good b'dieved? I would have said, Cheru Shoyte B'Kotten is always mentioned all over Shas, La B'nei Deyaninu. You have to be a bardas. So the Mishnah says wrong. That's not the reason why. Someone else is watching. It will be good. It's not an issue of das. You don't require that the shechet should be a bardas. It's just an issue. We can't trust them. Doesn't apply to the shechet. So you can't trust him. He's going to shech beinola beinatzmam. He's going to tell me, a scout's honor, he's going to swear on a sefer Torah, that he did a good shechita. He doesn't have them on us. So if someone was watching, then it's good. So the Gemara wants to know, why does it say Shema Yikalkalu Baloshan Asad? It should have said Chereshat V'Kotten Shema Kilkalu. Why Baloshan Asad Shema Yikalkalu? So the Gemara says Shema Kilkalu Laktani Shema Yikalkalu Amar Rav Zaysamer Isem Vesem Hem Chulin V'Chatchile. Shema Yikalkalu means that we shouldn't, this din, Acherem Roi Moisam is good, that's only good b'dieved. The first line of the Mishnah said, some people are good l'chatchila to shech, some are good b'dieved, and some are not even good b'dieved, Cherushay to be cotton. But if you have Acherem Roi Moisam, then it is good b'dieved, by the Cherushay to be cotton. And is it good l'chatchila? So the Gemara says, no, it's only good b'dieved. Why is it only good b'dieved? But they were watching, Acherem Roi Moisam, they were watching. So they saw that the Cherushat V'Kotten did a good job. So the Gemara says, Shema Yikalkalu. We are afraid that maybe it's not a good idea to rely on that L'chatchila, because it may be that next time it won't be good. They won't, Acherim Armoisim, sometimes they'll make a mistake. Sometimes the Cherushat V'Kotten will make a psul shchita, and Acherim won't be watching so well, so it's not a good idea. So that's why the Mishnah changes. Instead of Shema Kilkul, it says Shema Yikalkul, to teach me that it's only good b'dieved. That's how the Gemara says. So the Tosfos on the Mishnah, based on Aleph, Shema Yikalkul, has a comment on this. It says in the Mishnah that it's only good b'dieved. The first line in the Mishnah, you have three categories. It's good l'chatchil, it's good b'dieved, it's not even good b'dieved. Cherushat v'kot, not even good b'dieved. Then the last line says, but if you have Acherem Omnim Al-Gabov, that it is good. So you have a shaila, is it good l'chatchila, is it good b'dieved? It says in the Mishnah it's only good b'dieved. Kulam sheshot acherem ha'osim shchitosan k'sheira. That expression, shchitosan k'sheira, means that it's only good b'dieved. It doesn't say, kulam b'acherem ra'im ha'osim shochtim, kulam shochtim. No, it says shchitosan k'sheira. Shchitosan k'sheira has the connotation of b'dieved. So why did the Mishnah have to change the lashon from shemi kilkalu to shemi kalkalu? To tip you off, that you should know that it's only good b'dieved. That's what it says, it's only good b'dieved. That's what the Rabbi Natami asks, and the Tais is based on it all. The Kosha, the Perusha, Tais quotes Rashi, the first five lines, and the Tais is based on it all, Shema Yikalkalu. Perusha, Kuntri, Shema. Kosha, the Perusha, Domi Sefer Shamin, Lev, Kuna Shashachtu, Mashma b'dieved Davke. So why did the Mishnah change it, that it should be Shema Yikalkalu? So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natami Forish on the first wide line. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Natami Forish, not like Rashi. Emoisim elahem chulin l'chatchila lishchoy That I know from the Loshen Shchitos and Ksher, it's good b'di'evit. Es Moslem Chulon Lishchad means I plan to feed it to the Nochrim, I plan to feed it to the behemoths, to the clothing. You're not allowed to give a cherusha to the cotton to shecht, even to sell it as nevela meat. Because you may make a mistake. People will think that since we asked the cherusha to be caught into shechted, so a kilkel may come out. Someone may think that it was done under supervision, and it's good. It's a big chiddush. It's a whopper of a chiddush. What the rabbi and Tom said. Easy it would be to dray out of the kasha some other way. But the Rabbi Natam has this fantastic Kiddush that even Shchitas Chulin is also not allowed. Every day they talk about this Rabbi Natam. Do we accept this Rabbi Natam Lahaloch or not? Okay, good enough. Then the Gemara continues. Kulin Shoshochtu Shchitas and Ksheira. If it's Acherim Roy Moisam, so you have the Erechadem and Misurim is the Acherim. Not the cherushah to the cotton. They don't have namanas on erechadem b'isurim. So the Gemara says the Mishnah, the din in the Mishnah psak is tali b'machlokes. The Mishnah is taking a stand on a machlokes, and we happen to paskan like this Mishnah. Mantana, whose opinion is it in the Mishnah of Labina kavana l'shchita? Amar Rav Rab Nosni, the Tani Yoshi Zir de Minchavrayas no zorak sakin lenuatsa b'koisel. He's throwing a knife in order to hit a target on the wall. And accidentally, v'holcha v'shochto kidarko, and in the day of shchita, Rav Nosna Machshav HaChacham in Poislim, Hutan lo v'hu amal lo, Ziri dimin chavrai recited the braise, when he said it over, Hutan lo, and he added his own personal comment, halachik Rav Nosna. We passing like that, we passing like this Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah took a stand on this machlokes. Freg digmar akash rabina and moilach u'mevi. What kind of a din is that? Moilach u'mevi is a din when you shecht. You have to fiddle back and forth, back and forth. Why do you have to fiddle back and forth? What kind of a din is that? So the Gemara says later, because there's a din of drosa. Drosa is one of the chomish al cheshchita. That if you take a knife and instead, you always have to push down. You're just going to fiddle back and forth, it's not going to get cut. So you have to push down as you're pushing back and forth. If you push down too much and you're not fiddling back and forth, then it's going to be an availer. That's called drossa. So the how wide does the knife have to be? So if you have a knife so long, so there's no need to fiddle back and forth. You have such a long knife and it's extremely sharp, so you fiddle in one direction. You cut through the whole neck, the corner with the veshit, pushing moilach below maybe. Or here's the neck of the animal, and I'll start like this. I can do maybe below moilach and moilach below maybe. If you have a short knife, if you have a pretty short knife, so then you have to be moiluch or maybe that it shouldn't be called drossa. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Fregmar kasha v'habinon moiluch or maybe that it shouldn't be drossa. So the Gemara could have answered, he has a sakin oroch, has a long knife. You don't need moiluch or maybe. The Gemara wants to satisfy, even if he doesn't have such a long knife. The Mishnah, the Braisa that has the machlekes from Nosan Hacham Zark. Sack in the notes of the kosel, he throws the knife to hit a target, and as it's going, it cut the beam, and maybe it's even not such a big knife, but shaholcha uvoa kidarka. How did that happen? How did that magic happen? He threw a knife. How did it do halacha v'avot? What a magical knife that it jumps back and forth. So obviously the pshat is it bounced against the wall, and it bounced back again. So that's the koyach koychai. If I'm holding a knife, I'm doing biadai. If I'm zorik a knife, that's koichai. And if a knife bounces against the wall and it bounces back, that's koich koichai. So you see from the Gemara that koich koichai is ke koichai domi. The din is that by shchita you need koich gavra. There are three Gemaras that talk about koich gavra. The Gemara has it by shchita later in the perek, and the Gemara has it by ratzeach in Sanhedrin. And then the Gemara has by netilas yadayim in Perek Kolabasar. So the Gemara says that these three cases require Koyach Gavra. So it's a chiddush in the Gemara that you see that Koyach Koyach is Koyach Adami. That is considered, not only Koyach, it's considered Koyach Gavra. That's a question in Rishonim. When we say that these three cases require Koyach Gavra, does that mean something over and above Maisa Ha'odam? Indeed, Maisa Ha'odam a lot of times. Let's say when you bake matzahs, you have to bake lishmo. So you need asiya lishmo. When you make chutei tzitzis, that the chutei tzitzis have to be tvuyim lishmo. So So I put in wool in a machine, and the machine makes it into string. So when I push the button, the din is that the tvias achutim has to be done l'shmo. The tying on the chutim on the beged, that's a machlekes tesis in the Rambam, whether they need l'shmo or not. Very strange. But the tvias achutim, that for sure has to be l'shmo. I would have said like those Rishonim, the reason why tvias achutim has to be l'shmo, because that's the haskalas asiyah, but the tying on the garment for sure has to be l'shmo. So they didn't ask me, my opinion. So machlekes tesis in the Rambam, two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Nafkamina, what if a cotton? What if a cotton ties tzitzis? If you need lishma, so a cherishot of a cotton can't create lishma. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that it's not right. You shouldn't permit a cotton to tie on tzitzis on the beged, because lachatchila we're machmer for sure that you need not only tvias achutim lishma, the kshiras achutim on the beged also has to be lishma. So the shaila is, let's say, when you need tvias achutim lishma, you need afiyas amatzis lishma, so it means you need asiyas adam lishma. So would you say over there also that the Gemara says korech sheni is a lack of korech gavra? The Gemara talks about a fellow, how you have water in a reservoir and you pick up the dam and the water starts to flow and the water triggers and a whole system starts going into motion and it does shchita, it does tilis yadayim, or it does ritzicha. So the Gemara says if it's Korach Rishon, then it's good for Shechit, it's good for Netzil Sadaim, and it's good for the Neretzech Eschai Misa, and it's going to be Korach Sheni. We'll have to work on that. What's Korach Rishon, what's Korach Sheni? If it'll be Korach Sheni, so it's no good. So does that Kalal apply also, let's say, to Tvias Achutim L'Shema and to Afias Amatzis L'Shema? Everything we would distinguish between Korach Rishon and Korach Sheni? Or should we say, no, that Gemara that distinguishes between Korach Rishon and Korach Sheni, that's only in these three cases only because the Gemara says psadin that you need korach gavra. In other cases, there is no such halacha korach gavra. Psadin, you need ma'aseh ha'adam. Ma'aseh ha'adam is not necessarily identical with korach gavra. It's only in these three cases. So that's a big deal in Rishonim. That's a discussion. Rishonim and paskim lahalacha la'ma'aseh. The Tosis we spoke about, I think, recently. You know, Tosis in Bava Kamma. In the first parak, the Gemara talks about this strange word in the opening Mishnah, Shor Bar Mavehever. What does the word Mave mean? Very unclear. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. One says Mave Zeh Ha'odim, and one says Mave Zeh Hashem. So the Gemara says, and where does the word Mave come off to mean Odom? How does it come off to be Shein? So the Gemara digs up Psukim from Tanakh. So the Gemara says, you're fishing around in Tanakh. For Psukim, there's a Pasuk that Mave may have the connotation of Mayim. So the Gemara says, no, Mav is not Mayim. Either Mav is Adam or Mav is Shein. So Tosfos says, what kind of Mayim? What do you mean? A person takes a bucket of water and he throws it, he takes a bucket of water and he throws it on something and he ruins it. The other guy has paper and I throw the water on the paper, I ruin the paper. So it's Adam Amazik. So what do you mean, Mayim? What kind of Amazik is Mayim? So Tosfos says, maybe what it means is that the Adam Hamazik was Mazik b'Korach Sheni. So then Tosfos says, so he's potter, so he's not chai. What do you mean, ma'av zeh ha'mayim? So Tosfos assumes, zoi elementary, Tosfos assumes a davar pashut, that Adam HaMazik, Ayidei Korach Sheni, is not chai. The Gemara never said like that. The Gemara never said Adam HaMazik is only chai if it's Korach Gavra. Korach Gavra only appears in these three Gemaras, the Gemara by Shechita, the Gemara by Netilas Yadayim and Kol HaBasar, and the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin by Ritzeach.
That means Korach Kecha is better than Korach Sheni?
That's what it says in the Gemara. Before you get to before I open my mouth, that says in the Gemara. Here the Gemara says Korech Korech is good. Shalcha Bokidarka, it bounced. I threw it against the wall and it bounced back and it did Hoylocha Behavua. So it's the Gemara that Korech Korech is Korech. The other Gemara says Korech Sheni is not. So I didn't say that the Gemara said it.
What's the definition, the difference between Korech Sheni and Korech
Korech? Okay, so you got to figure out what's Korech Sheni. What exactly is Korech Sheni? That's a good question, even with that. Yeah, it's not a good question. What's the definition of Korach Sheni?
Why is the knife bouncing off the wall? The wall's not adding anything to the knife. I mean, once you throw the knife, the trajectory is planned out no matter what happens. The wall's in the way. It's a little
yeah.
When you throw the knife's still going to follow the same path once it hits the wall. The wall's not adding any force.
But it's still, it changed it. It diverted it. I was throwing in this direction. The Gemara Makkos calls it Korach Korach. And the sugya Elohein Agolin, the second parak, so the Gemara says, if there's a little baby under a coconut tree, and I shake the tree, and the coconuts fall on the baby, and it gets killed. So the Gemara says, I killed the baby, Ayidei Kocho. If I take a coconut and I push it in the baby's head, that's ritzicha biyadayim. If I throw a coconut at the baby and I kill him, or I shake the tree and the coconut falls down, that's koichai. So then the Gemara says, what if I take a blotch of earth and I throw it against the tree? That's kocho, and then the coconut falls down from the tree and it kills the baby. The Gemara calls that koich koichai. It bounced off of the tree.
Here I threw the knife.
Okay.
The knife's the same object. My kocho threw the knife originally is still what's causing the knife to move. The wall just made it bounce.
So you think maybe that's not koich koichai? I think the Rishonim have that comment. It's not my original comment. I think the Beis Yosef quotes the Rishonim and say it like that. The deceit in this Gemara, we'll have to look in Yerideya. We'll have to look in Yerideya. I think that's what they say, that this is called Karach Karach. You're right, it's not exactly the same as the tree.
Out of your hand and it checks. I'm holding a knife and it fell and it checks. Not good?
That's not good. That's the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph. Nofla Sakin. The Mishnah on Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph has the same as by Nofla Sakin Vishokhto. Even though I did a good job, it's psula shenemar. That is no good. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "Taima de noflo hahi pilu hu ksheira." What if I take the knife and I throw it, but I wasn't intending to shech the behemah at all? So if the Mishnah would appear, only noflo is no good because it's a lack of a kerch gavra. But if he pilu, you have the kerch gavra. Ksheira avgab deloy mechad mantana labina kavana l'shchita amarav rab nosan he. And he quotes Tani Yoshe Azir de Mincha Vraya of Nasa Machshir, who Tani Lob Hu Amalo. Rav is the one who recited the Brisa, and then he says his own comment, Aloha Kirab Nasan. So the Gemara says, he already said it in our Mishnah. What does he have the comment twice? Shine. So the Gemara says, Ma with the same, there's room to distinguish. So the Gemara makes that distinction between Noflo Sakin and Hipilo. Noflo Sakin and Hipilo. Noflo, there's no Kerech Gavra. In Hipila, there is Koyach Gavra. Because Shechita needs Koyach Gavra. Yeah. Here it says on the side of that daf, Lamed Aleph and Med Aleph, Taibin enough lo Hipila hu Ksheiro, Ayin Taisa Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin and Med Aleph, Dima Mascha Soif Chamalovoi. So Taisa's there is bothered with Akasha. Taisus asks that in Bava Kamma, in the second parak in Bava Kamma, there's a machlekes of Yechonah Reish Lakish with Isha Mishum Chitzov or Isha Mishum Amono. And we pass him like Rabbi Yechonah, Isha Mishum Chitzov. Whenever I start something, I did something, and then a Koyach Hacham Yoreboi picks up and it continues my activity, so everything relates back to me, and it's considered Odom. It's considered Odom Amazik. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara seems to imply the Ran and Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Zayin disagrees, but the simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the Sugi in Bava Kamma, seems to imply that this Machleg Zab Yechonah Reish Lakish and the Psak Halacha that we accept Rabbi Yechonah's opinion, that Isha Mishum Chitzov is considered Maisa HaAdam, despite the fact that I didn't do the whole thing. There's a Koach Acher, the wind came and sent the Eish further. So the simple reading and more, that this is a din, Rabbi Yechonah Shita is a din in Kol HaTarkula. It's not just a din in Odom HaMazik, Isha Mishum Chitzel. Pasuk says, Kisei Tzeyesh, Me'atzma Mashma. If I take a torch and I burn down someone's house, I'm an arsonist, that's Odom HaMazik. Everybody agrees that's Odom HaMazik. We're talking, I made a barbecue, and I thought I put out the flame, and it turns out that I didn't fully put out the flame. I wasn't careful. The Pasuk says, Kisei Tzeyesh, Motza Kosim, Kisei Tzeyesh, Me'atzma Mashma. Sounds, I'm not an arsonist. I made this barbecue and then I was a little bit negligent and I didn't realize. Accidentally, the Eish Kisei Tzeyesh Me'atzma Mashma. So it says in the Chumash, I'm held responsible, and the Chumash calls me Shalim Mishalim Hamavir Es Habera. I should have said Shalim Mishalim HaPoshea Be'esh. It says Hamavir Es Habera. The Torah says we relate the whole Hezek to me. I'm called an Adam HaMazik. That's Rabbi Yechanan reads Pshat in the Pasuk. That's how we pass them. So the simple reading in the Gemara, that it's a din by Ritzicha also, it's a din in Kol HaTarakula. That we always say like that, that Isha Mishum Chitzav. So Tosis is bothered with Akasha. No, if Isha Mishum Chitzav, so why do you say Nofla Sakin V'shochta Shchitos HaPsula? Nafla Sakin should also be good. How did the Sakin get there? I left the Sakin on the table. A long Sakin like this. I left the Sakin on the table. And the wind is blowing and behemoths are walking around. So the wind is blowing. So the wind blows the Sakin. There's a strong wind. Tornado. Whatever. So the wind comes, blows the Sakin and throws it against the neck of the animal. And it accomplishes a Shechita. It probably wasn't Moilach or Mevi. It was Moilach Beloi Mevi. And it's a saka, such a sakin oruch that it did a good shechita without any drasa. It did a perfect shechita. So Tosis asks, so why does the Mishnah say a statement, Nafla sakin is no good because it lacks kerach gavra? Hohi pil, as long as they have kerach gavra, then it's good because shechita netzicha kavana. Nafla should be considered kerach gavra. That's the halacha, that isha mishum chitzav. When you have a kerach achmiura, but it picks up or I left off. I left the knife on the table. And there's a big wind, there's a big tornado, and then the wind throws it. So Korach HaChamura buzz Mitzur back to me, so it's my Maisa. So one suggestion Tosis gives is, and Achinam we've been on Pasul like the Mishnah. If you hold Isha Mishum Chitzav, that it is a Shechita Ksheva. That's wild, it's a Mishnah. What do you mean? I'm not like Rabbi Yechanan Veishlokish, and there's a Mishnah against Rabbi Yechanan. You don't Pasul like the Mishnah, that's very difficult. Then Tosis has another suggestion. Tosis has another suggestion that maybe the only time Rabbi Yechanan says Isha Mishum Chitzov is when the Koyach HaChamura boy is there now. What's that Dibra Maschel of the Tosis? In Sanhedrin, Dafa, in Zainim and Aleph, Tosis Dibra Maschel, Soif Cham Alovoi, Soif Tzin Alovoi. The Gemara there says like this. If, let's say, in the Sahara Desert, the sun beats down and it's so hot, if a person stays there for 5 minutes, he's going to die. Let's imagine like that. Or in Siberia, it's so cold, if a person stays there for 5 minutes, he's going to die from frost. Or if a guy's in a butcher's freezer. So the butcher walks in for a minute, then he walks out. If the butcher stands there for 10 minutes, let's make believe he's going to die. If he stays for 10 minutes, he's going to die. So the Gemara says, what if there's a person, he's walking in Sahara Desert, and he's only going to be there for 2 minutes. He's going to walk into his home to protect them there. He's not going to stay there too long. I tie him up in the sun and he dies because the sun burns him to death. Well, the fellow walks into the butcher's freezer. He plans to walk out in 2 minutes. He doesn't want to die. I lock the door and he can't come out. Or I tie him up. So then the Gemara says, I'm chayv. That's called mitzamtzem. Not only if I push him in the desert, if I push him in the freezer and he dies, even if he's there on his own, I mitzamtzem him. I restrict him. Mitzamtzem, I restrict him. I don't let him go out. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that I'm chayv misa. Mitzamtzem is also chayv misa. So the Gemara says, "Bamedvar mamurim." That's only if I tie him up in the sun. I tie him up in the freezer. What if it's soif cham alavoy? Now it's nighttime in the Sahara Desert. Nighttime, you can stay for hours and hours. You're not going to die. After the sun is going to come up, then it's going to burn down. He's going to die. So I tie him up. Now the sun isn't there yet. And then later, soif cham alavoy, soif tzin alavoy. I tie him up, and the weather is nice. But I know that in another few hours it's going to be freezing. So if tina lovay, so sub tina lovay, so you're not chayv. So Tosfos is bothered with the kasha. Why do you distinguish between soif chama lovay as opposed to tzimtzum or bichama, kofsa bichama? I tie him up in the sun is chayv. Kofsa soif chama lovay is potter. But if you hold that isha mishum chitzav. So the Koach HaChamura should be Mitzurif to me, I should be Chayv Misa. So Tosfos answers that the only time Rabbi Yechanan says Isha Mishum Chitzav, that the Koach HaChav is Mitzarif to me, and everything is called my Maisa, that's only if the Koach HaChav kicks in simultaneously with my Pu'ula, or right after I did my Pu'ula. I do my Pu'ula and then the Koach HaChav takes over where I left off. If I put the knife on the table and the wind is blowing now, and when I put the knife on the table, the wind throws the knife right away in the shechts the behemoth. Tosfos is prepared to say it would be good. That's called Isha Mishum Chitzav. I put the knife on the table and it's sitting there. And the wind is going to come later. Soif Cham Alova, Soif Tzin Alova. So then the Koach HaChav does not relate to me. That's how Tosfos has one suggestion. That's how the Nesivos writes. The Ktzos HaChoshen has a kasha in Choshen Mishpah when they have the dinim that you can be koinim betalkalim ayadei. So the Ktzos has a kasha that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara talks there's one opinion in the Tanoim that in order to be koine an elephant, you have to do a hagbo. So how can you be koine an elephant with hagbo? How do you pick up an elephant? It's very difficult. So the Gemara says, what does the Gemara answer?
Yeah.
Chavila is Myrus. Yeah, you have Chavila is Myrus. So what does it mean Chavila is Myrus? So the Pashup Shat is, you put a bunch of bundles of twigs on the earth, and you lead the elephant up on top, and you did a hakbot. Not that I pick up the elephant like this, I lead the elephant up. Then Tysus has another pshat. That's what someone said. Tysus never saw an elephant in their life, so they thought elephants can jump. Apparently, elephants cannot jump. So Tysus says, if you wave, apparently, zmoros are the favorite nash of elephants. Azay dak Tysus. Elephants like the nash zmoros. So if you dangle the zmoros up in the air above the head of the elephant, so the elephant Tysus imagine is going to jump up. So they say it doesn't exist. Elephants can't jump at all. So if another animal can jump up, so Taisa said that's also called Kinyan Hagbah. Kinyan Hagbah, even though it's Korach Acham Yurabai, I didn't do that. I didn't pick it up like this. The Gemara says if you want to be makna to me, your behema, I can be kind of the behema be Meshicha. Different opinions in the Tanoim, Meshicha Hagbah. So if I can be kind of a Meshicha, not only if I schlep the animal on the ground, I whistle to the behema. The behema Korach Lo Vehibah, and it comes. That's also called the Meshicha. So you see, you can do a Meshicha Yidei Korach Acham Yorabai. I whistle to the animal walks towards me. I wave the thing on top of the animal, and the animal jumps up. So that's called Hagbah. So the Tzachachashin is bothered with Akasha, with this Taisus about the Chavila Izmairus. Top of Chavav and Aleph and Kiddushin, the top Taisus. So the Tzachachashin is bothered with Akasha. There's a Gemara in the second parak of Basu where it says, Marchikim Mitzvah Sadag, Ben Adagim Lo Ritza Sadag. That you're not allowed to be Masig Vul on someone else's Parnasa. So the fishermen used to put in bait in the nets in the river, and then the bait would attract all of the fish. They would all smell the bait or see the bait, whatever. And then they would swim towards that, and then they would get caught. So the Gemara says, what if I'm going to, someone already set a trap with bait and everything, he's all ready. And the fish are going to, in another hour, the fish will come and he's going to catch a lot of fish. Another wise guy, and he goes now to learn his daf yomi. He already set up the bait with the net, and he goes to learn. He goes to read his newspaper, whatever. Then another wise guy comes, another fisherman comes, and he throws a net there. And he grabs all of these fish. So the Gemara says, that's not right. You're cheating. He would have gotten this. The first fisherman who set the net and set the bait, he would have gotten all these fish. And the second guy is not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, it's a din midrabbanan, based on Hasogas Gvul. Machikim Mitzvah is Adag Min Adag. The dog means the dead dog. They used to leave as a bait the dead fish, that the fish eat each other. Eat each other alive and eat each other dead. Okay. So he left the dead fish in order to serve as bait to catch the other fish. So the Tzachachashin is bothered with Akasha. Why does the Gemara say it's a din of Hasogas Gvul, Epsadin Medirabana, Machikim Tzudas Hadag, Menadakim Lo Riches Hadag? It should be a Kinyan Deraisa. When I left the bait there and the fish swim sideways, I should be kind of with Meshicha. And if the fish swim up, there are fish below, they swim up, I should be kind of with Hagbah. The fish are going to swim down in order to catch the bait, that's not Hagbah. But any fish that swims sideways or a fish that swims up, I should be kind of with Hagbah, with Meshicha. So if that's what happened, that the fish swam sideways or upwards in order to get to the bait, so the first fisherman to put it should be kind of in Atayra, so the second one should be a Gan of Mamish. So why do you say it's only a din of Hasagas Gvul? That's the Ksaisa's Kasha. So the Nesiva says it's a mistake. The Kasha is a mistake. The only time Kori Lo Vehibo constitutes a Meshicha, if I whistle to you give me Rishus to be kind of your behema, as a Matana, Mechir, whatever, and I want to be kind of a Meshicha. So I whistle to the animal moves, the Koyach Hacham Yorba is the animal moving. Animal moves immediately after I whistle. The Koyach Hacha takes over where I left off. I whistle and the behema comes right away. Or I wave the nash on top of the behema and the behema jumps up. But if I put a net and I put the bait there and I go to learn my daf yomi, I'm sitting reading my newspaper, so I did my pula now and the Korach HaRomi comes later. So that's as the Gemara distinguished there in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zayin and Aleph. That's the Dibra Maschil of the Tosis. If it's soif chamalav, it's soif tzinalav, then the koyach acham yurabah, the other natural force, is not mitzarif to my maisa to be considered as if I did the whole thing. The only time Rabbi Yochanan would say that ishem ishem chitz of the koyach acham yurabah is mitzarif to me is if the two are simultaneous, the koyach acher is simultaneous with my maisa, or at least it picks up, it kicks in immediately after I do my maisa. But if I finish my maisa and nothing else is happening, and then seif chama lovai, the chamas, the koyach acher, or the other fish are going to start swimming sideways afterwards. There are no fish that start swimming immediately. I put in the bait, and it takes 5 minutes. Calls man that I'm there, the fish are running away from me. I have to walk away. When I walk away, then the fish are not afraid anymore. Then they're going to run towards the bait, and they're going to swim up towards the bait. So that koyach acher of the fish swimming only begins after I did my maisa, so that's not... That doesn't relate to me. Rabbi Yechanan will agree that in such a case, you wouldn't say Isha Mishim Chitzav. That's what the Nesiva says. That's what Taisa says in Sanhedrin. That's what Taisa says. If Nofla Sakin, if the wind was blowing at the time that I put the Sakin on a table, and then the wind throws it right away, or the wind starts to blow right away, so then Rabbi Yechanan would take say that it is called Koyach Gavret. The Koyach Acham Yorabai is Mitztarif to me. It's considered as if I did the halacha b'haibor.
But if Gemara and Shabbos say that Zayi Ruach Masei, one of the comments, Zayi Ruach Masei Ate is only chayv on Shabbos because it's not Shabbos, but it's potter by Mazik.
It's potter by Mazik, yeah.
Why do you have koyach acher merubah immediately?
No. The Gemara there is a different thing. The Gemara there is talking a different thing. He had he didn't have a dover hamazik yet. He didn't have even a flame yet. If he had a flame already and the wind blows the flame to make a hezek over there, then that's ishim eishes chayiv. Whether mishum amon or mishum chitzav, it's going to be chayiv. But if he doesn't even have a flame yet, he just has a little gachelis, and you need the wind, liba v'lipsa haruach, you need the wind in order to be malaba the gachelis, to make it into a davar hamazik. So then the Gemara says that he's not chayiv. Only if he had already a shalhebis, he already has a flame, then the wind causes the hezek, so then you chayv and nezikin.
The actual seeds of the seed will be mazik somebody when you throw it up. Like, if you get into somebody's eyes, you'll be mazik first.
Yeah.
So you're doing a malacha of winnowing.
Yeah.
When you throw it up in the air, and the wind blows the seed into somebody's face.
Yeah.
I thought that from the Gemara's Masha, that wouldn't be a mazik.
No, I think then you are chayiv.
Then you would be chayiv.
I think so. Yeah, it's only if you don't have the davar hamazik yet. I think so. The davar hamazik was created with the siyuv of the koyach acher, but then the Gemara says that you put. I don't think so. No, Tosis has this same distinction as the Nesivis, that the only time first Tosis says maybe Agmar Shaloi Kalocha, then Tosis gives another answer that Nofla Saka means I put the Sakan on the table. There was no wind blowing at all, and then there was a wind blowing, but it wasn't powerful enough to do a shchita, and then the ability of the wind to do a shchita only kicked in later. So that's Soif Chamalova. So Soif Chamalova, you don't, even Rabbi Yechanan says, Yishim Shem Chitza will not apply in such a case. Only if the Koach Acher is simultaneous with my Maisa or immediately following my Maisa, right after. But if there's a pause and the Koach Acher kicks in later, Soif Chamalova, then you don't say Yishim Shem Chitza. That's what Tosis answers. And then there seems to be a third answer in Tosis. Tosis is Meram is too. And they suggest, unless you should say that maybe Shechita is in Gansen different. What does that mean, Shechita is in Gansen different? So that's what Rab Chaim and the Chazon Ish both write, that maybe, even if you say Ishum Ishum Chitzov, that it's a Maisa Ha'odom, it's Odom Amazik, but it's still not called Koyach Gavra. Koyach Gavra is something over and above Maisa Ha'odom. They're two different things. And there's room to argue the point. That's what the Chazon Ish writes on that thesis we mentioned in Baba Kama, the beginning of Baba Kama, when the Gemara had the discussion. That's the top thesis on Dalon on the base. Ve'ema mabezeh hamayim. So the thesis says, if mabezeh hamayim, so it's an odom hamazik. So they suggest maybe he's mazig al yidei koach sheni. So mazig al yidei koach sheni is pater. So Taisa says v'yeshlamim. That's what it means. Mazig al yidei koach sheni. And that was the hava mina that mazig al yidei koach sheni should be chay. So why did Taisa write the Chazanish writes? Why did Taisa think that mazig al yidei koach sheni is pater? Who says that koach sheni is pater? The Gemara only says koach sheni in three cases in Shas and doesn't say it in Kol HaTorah Kula. So you see that Taisa understood. Taisa assumed that koach gavra is just another way of saying ma'isa ha'odom. And by Adam ha'mazik, you have to have a ma'isa ha'odom. If he doesn't do a ma'isa, then it's grama ben ezikim. So Taisus assumed whenever the din requires ma'isa ha'odom, so koach sheni is eliminated. Koach sheni won't be acceptable. So by Adam ha'mazik, al de koach sheni, Taisus holds that he's going to be potter. And by making tzitzis, let's say you have a machine. You bake matzahs by machine, or you make tzitzis by machine. If you should consider the machine a koach sheni, that's we have to figure out what's the definition of koach rishon and koach sheni. If one should assume that a machine is anything that's a koach sheni, is not called ma'isa ha'adam at all. So that's what the Chazon Ish writes on this Tosfos in Bava Kamma, and then he writes it on the Tosfos in Sanhedrin also on Ein Zayin and Aleph. Rab Chaim has it in his Sefer in Hilchos Shechina, Sefer on the Rambam. He says that's what Tosfos means to say that there may be another answer. There may be a distinction between shechita as opposed to all other cases, that by shechita, since you need koach gavra, so there you can say from today till tomorrow, ishim shem chitzov means it's the ma'isa ha'odom. But bottom line, it's koach gavra. I left the knife on the table, I put the knife down, and the wind is blowing, and the wind throws it. So that's not koach gavra. The wind threw it. True, ishim shem chitzov, the koach acher relates to me because I knew that that's going to happen immediately when I put the knife on the table. Wind is going to blow and it's going to do damage and so on. But still, it's not called koach gavra. It's ma'isa ha'odom and it's not called koach gavra. The pasuk only says shalim shalom hamaver es haber. It's called ma'isa ha'odom, and the pasuk doesn't say that it's even called the higher level of koach gavra. So that's a shaila. Is that so? Is that so that koach gavra is Tosfos holds koach gavra. Tosfos and Bava Kamma holds. And several of the suggestions in the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin and Aleph, several of the opinions in Tosfos think that koach gavra is another way of saying ma'isa ha'odom, pu'las ha'odom. And the Chazon Ish and Rab Chaim think that the other opinion in the Tosfos Sanhedrin is more correct, that koach gavra is not identical with ma'isa ha'odom. So they would restrict the whole din of koach sheni. Is not called koach gavra, only applies in these three cases, only three cases in all of Shas that need koach gavra. That's why the Rashbo and the Torah Sabayis raises a question. The Zera'ot discusses it also. Let's say a person. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, at the end of the second parak, has a discussion. Hoysolo Evan Munachas Becheiko. A person is sitting on a chair and he has a big stone on his lap. And he stands up and he's aware. He knows that there's a stone. He stands up. He knows by standing up, the stone is going to roll away and it can break, it can damage something. So the Gemara says he's an Adama Mazik and he has to pay. The Gemara goes into all the details of all the halachas. So the Rashbo in the Torah Sabayis is Mesupik. Knows he has a sakin, and then he stands up, and he knows the sakin is going to go rolling somewhere, it's going to go fly. And as it turns out, the shechts of behemoth. Highly unlikely, how can it be? The guy's going to get up, it's not going to happen, but theoretically. So if he stands up in the shechts of behemoth, so the Rashba is mesupik. In Bava Kamma, we say that it is ma'isa ha'adam. Is it good for shechita or not? So what's the suffix? He just said that it's ma'isa ha'odom. So why shouldn't it be good for shechita? So the Rashba quotes a suffix from the Bali Atosis. Since shechita needs koach gavra, even though it's ma'isa ha'odom, maybe it's not called koach gavra. What do you mean it's not called koach gavra? Maybe it's only called koach gavra if he's intending to do something. Like in Rav Nosson in our case, what did he say? Zorak sakin anotza bekoisel. He throws a knife in order to hit a target. So he was intending for something. It was to use Chai Vadam Loima Beloshin Rabbi, when Rav Soloveitchik was learning Yerideus, so he said it was a teleological act. Teleological means you do it for some purpose. Tell us is a purpose. So if you do, in English, so if a person throws a knife in order to accomplish something, so that's called Koach Gavra. But if a person just gets up and he knows that the knife is going to fall, He doesn't care about anything. He's not interested in accomplishing anything with that. So the Rashba quotes a Sufik in the name of the Balei HaTos, although the Gemara in Bava Kamma, the last daf in the second parak says, Hoyse Levin Menachas Lebecheiko Ve'omad, and it causes Hezek. That's Mamish Maisa Ha'odom. But there's room to argue the point and say that that can never be called Kerak Gavra. Because maybe it's only called Kerak Gavra if he intended to do something with it. So once again, who is the one who recited this Braisa? Who is the what's his name? Tony Oshio Zira Dimin Chavraya. He was not Oshio Zira Dimin Chavraya is not a Tana. Means he recited. He lived in the Tkufas Amoraim. He recited a Braisa. What is his name? So Rashi and Lamed Aleph. Rashi and Ardaf doesn't comment at all. Rashi wants you to wait till you get to Lamed Aleph. Then he gives you a two pshatim. How do you pronounce the fellow's name? So first pshat he gives is his name was Oshio. He was the youngest of all of the Talmidim. Oshio Zira Dimin Chavrai, the youngest of all of the Bnei HaYeshiva. That's the first Pshat in Rashi. Tzair HaYeshiva. Then he says, Vili Nira, and I think that that's not the way to read his name. Oshio Zira HaYanikra. His name was Oshio the Younger. There were two Oshias. There was Ketzalah, the famous guy Ketzalah. So why is he called Ketzalah? Because his older brother was learning in Merkos HaRav. So when he came, they couldn't call him Katz. He was the younger brother, so they called him Ketzalah. So that's Oshia Zira. There were two Oshias. There was Oshia, the older one. And when a second Talmud Oshia came to the yeshiva, he called him Oshia Zira, the younger Oshia. And he was the Min Chavraya. So if you read like that, Oshia Zira, that was his name, with his nickname, okay, Oshia the younger. So what does it mean, the Min Chavraya? So Tosef Baya says he was from the city Chavraya. The Min Chavraya, from New York, from Manhattan, from Chavraya. Rashi over there writes the Min Chavraya, Min Chabura, or Vaitama Bnei HaYeshiva. That's the same. The first Pshat and the second Pshat in Rashi, they're both the same on the Pirush Amilas of Chavraya. Chavraya means the Talmidim. But the difference between the two is that according to the first, just the Pirush Amilas, according to the first translation, his name was Oshio, and the nickname or the description was Zira the Min Chavraya, the youngest, Tzair HaYeshiva, the youngest from the whole group. And according to the second Pshat in Rashi, Oshia Zira Hoya Nikra. They all called him Oshia the younger. And he was the Min Chavraya from the Bnei HaYeshiva or from the city Chavraya. Fine, okay. So he presented this braisa that there's a machalek Zab Nasan Nachachamim. Zarek stuck in the Nasa because of Ocha B'shoch the Kidarko. Rab Nasan says you don't need Kavona, all you need is Koyach Gavra. Nofla Sakin is not even Koyach Gavra. But if he Pila, then it is Koyach Gavra. So that's the Rashbon, the Torah Sabbais quoted the Suffolk. Is it called Kerech Gavro only if the notes of the Kaiso? Why does the Braisa have a lotion the notes of the Kaiso? Sounds a little bit as if it would be he wasn't interested in anything, just wants to get rid of it. Maybe that's not, he's not interested in accomplishing any result. Maybe that's not even called Kerech Gavro. It's Maisa Ha'adam and it's not called Kerech Gavro. That's what it sounds like. Zork Sakim Bechdei the notes of the Kaiso sounds like. That's what got the Balei HaTosis to raise such a possibility. So Rav Nosson says, what you need is Kerech Gavra. You don't need Kavana. And Rechachamim Paislim, Rechachamim hold that you need Kavana. Kavana for what? So that's what Tosis writes on Nadav and on Ardaf. Even the Chachamim don't hold that Shechita Tzvicha Kavana, that the Shechita should be Mata the Behema L'Achila. Kavana just means Kavana Schaticha Simonim. He should have in mind to shech the simanim of the neck. He doesn't want, let's say, he really doesn't want to shech the behemoth. He doesn't know what hilchos shechita is at all. Somebody tells him they're doing an experiment in biology or something. So the professor says, take a knife and cut the animal's neck. He had never heard of hilchos shechita. A Jewish person never heard of hilchos shechita at all. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's cutting a neck. So the chachamim would say that's good because he had kavana chaticha simanim. No one ever said shechita tzvicha kavana lahatir. That's why it's questionable in Yerideya. The commentaries quote from the Marshal and the Amshal Shlomei that there's room to say, even though Shechita ain't a Tzvicha Kavana, what if you have Kavana lehepach? Let's say there's a Machlekes in the Gemara in many places where the Mitzvah Tzvicha is Kavana, Mitzvah ain't Tzvicha is Kavana. So there's a further Machlekes, and there's a Machlekes Halacha Lamaisa. How do we paskin? Yes, no, or sometimes. One sheet is the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Kriyashma quotes the three different opinions. Mechaber quotes the two opinions. The person recited Kriya Shema, but he didn't have Kavana Lotzis. Is he Yotze or not? So one opinion is he is Yotze, one opinion is not Yotze. And the Magen Avraham quotes a third opinion from the Radvaz, based on the Ramban, that by mitzvahs deraisa we pass mitzvahs Tzvichas Kavana, by mitzvahs Rabbana we should pass mitzvahs Ein Tzvichas Kavana. That's the Ramban in the beginning of Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas that Pasuk Rishon Shema Yisrael, you have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas, and the rest of the Kriya Shema you don't have to have Kavanas Pirush Amilas. So the Ramban in the Melchamas on the bottom of the Rif writes that's why, because Pasuk Rishon is the only part of Kriya Shema that's the Raisa, and everything else is only the Rabbanon. And that's the psak of the Gemara, that mitzvah is the rice and mitzvah is sichas kavana, and mitzvah is the rabbanon and sichas is kavana. And don't tell me, the Ramban writes, and don't tell me what Rab Chaim writes, that the two kavanas have nothing to do with each other. Kavana, lotzeis, is one thing. A kavana, spirish amilis, is something else. And the pashtus is they have nothing to do with each other. Pashtus is like Rab Chaim says. Ramban says, and don't tell me this pshetl that it has nothing to do. No, it's zeba zeatoli. That if you need kavanah lotzes, then you need kavanah spirish amilis. If you don't need kavanah lotzes, then you don't need kavanah spirish amilis. We don't understand exactly why the Ramban didn't like it. It's such a clear distinction, but that's what he writes. So that's the Radvaz, and the Tshuva adopts that position of the Ramban. Tosis points out that the sugya mitzvichas kavanah and kriyashma in brachas is regarding kriyashma and kriyashma as the raisa. So hayakari batari v'giyaz man amikra, the Gemara has the beginning of the second parak. Gemara has the discussion whether mitzvichas kavana. Then at the end of Psachim, the last parak of Psachim, the Gemara talks about whether mitzvichas kavana by maror. And in each sugya, the Gemara quotes different sources. So Tosis says, why don't they quote the same sources in the both mesichtas? So Tosis says they're two different topics. In brachas, it's a discussion whether mitzvichas kavana by mitzvah deraisa, like kriyashma. And in the end of Psachim, the discussion is maror bizman hazeh, is only the rabbana. Maror bizman hamigdash was deraisa. Morab is manazez, only the Rabbanon. So that's a different topic, a different sugya. So Tosis already claims in the Gemara you see that the two different discussions, they're not necessarily identical. You can distinguish between the two. You can say on a mitzvah deraisa tzvichas kavana, mitzvah Rabbanon ain't tzvichas kavana. You can say faket, mitzvah de Rabbanon needs kavana. If he doesn't have kavana by the mitzvah de Rabbanon, he doesn't have a shame mitzvah. And mitzvah deraisa is a mitzvah even without kavana. There's room to distinguish. So that's what the Rabban and the Radvaz do distinguish. Allah Alamaisa. Those are the three opinions. So the Rishonim have a machlekes, the Beis Yosef quotes in Ilchas Tkiyah Shofar. The Rishonim have a machlekes on the assumption, if one should assume that the din is the mitzvahs ain't Tzvichas Kavana, which is a debate, three different opinions, yes, no, sometimes. On the assumption that mitzvahs ain't Tzvichas Kavana, you'd say without Kavana, what if you have Kavana lehepach? I'm doing the mitzvah, I have explicit kavanah shelo lotzis. So that's a machlekes. So the Rabbeinu Yoina in the first parak in Brachas quotes Rishonim and say that if you have kavanah lehepa, kavanah shelo lotzis, then you're certainly not yotze. And the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Levi, that even if you have kavanah lehepa, kavanah shelo lotzis, the person is yotze bal korcha. Is yotze even fakir. So there we can understand what it means. What the Rabbeinu Yoina quotes, that even if you hold mitzvah, ain't tzvichas kavana, but if you have kavana lehepech, you're not yotze, how can you say the person is yotze a mitzvah bal korcha? He doesn't want to be yotze the mitzvah. There we can understand it. What about over here? A person does shchita, he does know, he never heard of the Jewish religion. He happens to be, accidentally, Jewish, and he's in a biology lab, and the professor says, you take the knife and you shecht. Turns out that it was a sakin baduk, and he did exactly the shchita the way it's supposed to be. Acherim amdim al gabav, everybody was watching. He did a good shechita. He doesn't know what he's doing. He never heard of Hilchos Shechita. So you're going to say that that's good. Shechita ain't it tzvichas kavanah. Even according to the Rabbanon, even according to the Chachamim, because he knows he's doing kavanas chaticha simanim. L'chol ha'deis, that'll be good. What if he shechts the behemah? Let's say he's salaried by the slaughterhouse. He's a professional shechet. And he's angry they didn't give him an increase in salary, so he's going to shecht all the behemoths, and he's going to say, have a mind to make it an avela. Have a mind that the shechita should not be mater. But he does the shechita perfectly. He has a mind that should not be mater. So would you say that kavana lehepa kavana, that it should not be mater b'achila, should affect the shechita, that it should be no good? Why? What has it got to do? No one holds that. Even the Chachamim, the Rav Nosson, hold that shechita tzicha kavana. They don't require kavana for the heta. So why should it make it worse just because you have kavana that it should not be mata b'achila? So that's a question. The Mefarshim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch quote this marshal came up with this einfa that if you have kavana shelo lahater kavana lahepach, even though shechita ain't tzvicha kavana, we paskin like Rav Nosson, we paskin mamish lahaka like Rav Nosson. But if you have kavana that it should not be matabachil, there's room to say that that should be also. So that's really questionable whether that makes sense or not. Is it really correct or not? This machlek is whether shchita tzvicha kavana, shchita ain't tzvicha kavana. So on the same daf on Lamed Aleph, the Gemara continues. This we learned when we learned Hilchas Nida, about 7-8 lines from the bottom of the daf after the two dots. It manida shenensa v'tovlo. Anita has to go to mikveh and she's walking. She's wearing clothing that's not tight, and she's walking on a bridge and she falls down into the river below. And it turns out that she was tovel in the mikveh, no chatzitzes, because all the clothing is loose. If the clothing is tight, so you have chatzitzu. Clothing is loose, so there's no chatzitzu. But she clearly didn't have kavana for the purpose of tefillah. She didn't have kavana to go into the river. If she had kavana to go swimming, at least, okay. So there's a shtikl kavana. She didn't even have kavana. She didn't want to fall into the river. She has all her clothes on. Her clothes got ruined because she fell into the river. So what's a din in such a case? So benegeh to eating truma, benegeh to eating kochim, benegeh to participating in paraduma. So that the Mishnayos have, that you have to have kavana. Pasha pshat, that's only a dima de rabbana. What about lebailo? So the pasha pshat is that lebailo, you don't need kavana. Lechuma, that's a chumer de rabbana. That's Mishnayos in chagiga. Lechuma, you need kavana. And the other opinion, Gemara has a machlekes, and Rabbi Yechon holds af lebeis ala tahira. It's not a chumer de rabbana by truma ekachim. By truma ekachim, it's a chumer. Even though the person was tovel in the mikveh to become tohar, but he didn't have a mind to eat truma. He didn't have a mind to eat kachim. He didn't have a mind to do a paraduma. He had a mind to eat truma, he didn't have a mind to eat kachim. So it's no good midirabbana. That's midirabbana. You have to have a mind to eat kachim. But if he didn't have a mind at all for the purpose of tefillah, so then Rabbi Yochanan claims that the whole tefillah is no good benatur. Why not? So the Gemara on Amid Beis links it up with this machlekes Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. Whether tefillah tzvicha kavana is related to the shaila, whether shchita tzvicha kavana. How is it related? So the pashtus says that both are amatir. Shchita is amatir and tefillah is amatir. If you want to fulfill a mitzvah of shchita, if you hold shchita is a mitzvah, you want to fulfill a mitzvah, so you have a machlekes whether shchita tzvicha kavana or not. If you hold that tefillah in a mikvah, tefillah bezman is a mitzvah, if you're talking the mitzvah of tefillah, so then you have a discussion whether mitzvah sichas kavanah. But forgetting about the mitzvah aspect of the tefillah and the mitzvah, possible mitzvah aspect of the shechita, just to talk whether the tefillah as a matir will function without kavanah, so that should be identical, that should be related, not necessarily identical, should be similar to, related to the topic of madnasim nachachamim. So that's what the Gemara says on Amid Beis, that the two could be linked together. Is this really totally in the shaila whether mitzvah sichas kavana or not, whether the matan needs kavana? So that all the Rishonim here, the Ramban and the Rashbon, the Ran, they all write the same thing. They're all copying from the Ramban. The Ramban over here in Lamed Aleph Manal says that it has nothing to do with the topic mitzvah sichas kavana and sichas kavana. That's for the discussion whether you yotze the mitzvah b'li kavana. Here we're talking whether the matir is chal b'li kavana. So the Ramban says and the Chidush Ma'achul and Lamed Aleph that it's not connected with that sugya. Ramban and Brachas, though, wants to prove from our Gemara that mitzvah is ain't tzvichas kavanah. From the fact that the Gemara says, Tehoira lebeisa, that's a right that mitzvah is ain't tzvichas kavanah. It contradicts what the Ramban writes himself on Chul and Daf Lamed Aleph. And it's really a pella. Why should one be taller than the other? What? In tefillah and in mikveh, there's a mitzvah, naniach that there is a mitzvah. The Gemara had a machlekes whether tefillah bezman a mitzvah, tefillah bezman a lav mitzvah. So we discussed already when we learned Nida. In the days of the Gaonim, the Balamor writes, and the Hasogas on the Balei HaNefesh, Rav HaGaonim were of the opinion that tefillah bezman is a mitzvah. And then by the time it came the days of the Rishonim, a few generations later, the majority, the consensus shifted. And the majority opinion on the Balei HaTosfos was that in the days of the Rishon that tefillah bezman is ain't a mitzvah. That's how we assume tefillah bezman ain't a mitzvah. Tosfos says if we would say tefillah bezman a mitzvah, it's all the single goals. We have to go to mikveh every month. Not only do we not recommend it, we don't permit it. Aye, but the mevatel a mitzvah, tefillah bezman a mitzvah. So Tosfos says in Yuma, the first parak in Yuma, it's a right that we pass in tefillah bezman ain't a mitzvah. So what does the Ramban mean over there in the beginning of Brochus, the Mohammed? He says, Mar Gemara, that it says, Shaila, whether Tfila Tzvicha Kavana, Tfila Ain Tzvicha Kavana, is the Shaila whether Mitzvah Tzvichas Kavana. How is it Toli Zebizeh? He means that whenever you have a mitzvah, and the same activity as a mitzvah and a matir, so it's only a matir when you fulfill a mitzvah. If you don't fulfill a mitzvah Shabbat, then the matir doesn't take effect. Why should you say like that? Why should that be the case?
So maybe the carbon shouldn't be ate in the mitzvah and then goes into the water, so it wouldn't be tarred.
That's what he sounds like he said. That's what the Ramban seems to be assuming. Whenever you have a mitzvah that serves as a matir, so it only serves as a matir if you mekayim the mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, and with bili kavana, you don't have the kima mitzvah. And he's assuming either tefila bizmana mitzvah, or he's assuming either it's your tefila bizmana ain't a mitzvah. Bizmana is ain't a mitzvah, but tefila is a mitzvah. That's also an assumption that tefila is a mitzvah. You can argue the point and say that, like Rashi says on that Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof, that if you hold tefila bizmana ain't a mitzvah, it says, verochet says b'sara b'mayim. So Rashi says that's the machlokes hatanaim. If your tefila bizmana mitzvah rochatz means you're mechuyev to it's a tzivoy losh and tzivoy. You have to be tovel in the mikveh. And if your tefila bizmana la mitzvah, Rashi says that verochatz b'sar b'mayim is telling you a din. Is not telling you a chayva. You have to be tovel in the mikveh. Means if you'll be tovel in the mikveh, you will become tohar. But it's not to be listed in the taryag mitzvahs. It's not a mitzvah at all. So Rashi seems to learn that if you'll adopt the position tefila bizmana la mitzvah, there's no mitzvah at all in tefila. This Ramban sounds like he's assuming not so. He seems to be, unless he's assuming tefillah bizmana mitzvah. Pash, this is, we don't accept that opinion. Ramban sounds like everybody holds tefillah in a mikveh is a mitzvah. You mukhiv to be tovel in the mikveh. The question is it a tefillah bizmana mitzvah? You have to be tovel at the earliest available opportunity. Or you can be tovel next day, next week also. No behala, no big rush. But everybody holds a tefillah is a mitzvah. Rashi does not say like that. The whole Ramban is kula chiddush. The whole Ramban, the beginning of Brach, the whole thing. Metchilos about Sofer is a chiddush. He says about the Kriyashma, that the Kavanah is Pirush Amilas, is totally in the Shaila of Kavanah, Mitzvah Sichas Kavanah. And don't tell me that it's unrelated. The Pashtus is like Rav Chaim said, it is unrelated. They're two different Kavanahs. One is the Kavanah losses, one is Kavanah, you should know what every word means. Two different Kavanahs. The Ramban doesn't want to accept that. There's not two different Kavanahs.
And then
I don't know if tzitzis is a matir. Tzitzis, there is no iser to wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. There is no iser. I don't think there's an iser. I say there's a mitzvah. Taisus in Yavamis writes there is no iser. Taisus says that there's only a mitzvah. On the sugya of Yeshkoach Laka b'shevi al tasa, so the Gemara says that sadin b'tzitzis the chachamim patted from tzitzis. So Taisus says you see from the Gemara that there's no iser in wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis. When you wear the four-corner garment, then you mechuyif to put on tzitzis, and the chacham tell you not mechuyif to, don't put it. So that's called shevi al tasa. You don't say it's kumbi. I say. If you wear a four-corner garment without tzitzit, you're mevatla mitzvah, I say. But you're not over an iser, I say. They're two different things, two different gehenims. One who violates it, that's what the Medrash says. There's a Medrash Yosef is the Rebbe Akiva. So it says there's a gehenim shalesh and a gehenim shalshelik. Gehenim shalesh is for those who violated averis bekum v'yasei. Gehenim shalshelik is for those who are mevatla mitzvah, I say. So if a guy wears a four-corner garment without tzitzit, the Pashto says he didn't violate an averi, he didn't over an iser, I say. He was mevatel mitzvah sase, so he'll freeze to death in the Gehenim Shalshelech. They're not going to burn him in the Gehenim Shalshelech. Two different Gehenims. Nafkamina le Gehenim. Nafkamina fi yeshko achlaka b'shei b'al tasa. Right. Mordechai is based on that. Right. That's the Mordechai says it based on the Taisus, based on the Gemara. They're putting on, there's nothing forbidden with putting on a four-corner garment. When you put on the four-corner garment, then you become obligated to put on tzitzit, say for Shabbos, so you can. So there's no avera. If there would have been an Isra, I said, should be prohibited to put on the four-corner garment on Shabbos.
Why should it be any different than if you hold mitzvahs and mitzvahs kavanah? So I don't need kavanah to be made to the mitzvah. So, but still, even though there's no inyan of kavanah to be made to the mitzvah, negative kavanah can still, according to some Rishonim, affect being made to the mitzvah.
Because he's saying you're shoving a mitzvah down my throat against my wishes. I don't want to be out to the mitzvah now. I want to be out to later. I don't want to be out to at all, whatever the case happens to be. He doesn't believe. He doesn't want to be out to now. So he's saying no, even though you don't want to be out to anyway. But over here, my being out to the mitzvah is a question. Am I? I play a role over here. The behemoth being mutter, someone did a shechita, so it's mutter. So what do I care if he doesn't have a mind? He has a mind that it should not be mutter. So what? He's not the one who makes it mutter. If the din is at shechita, l'chol hadeis doesn't need kavana. Bein l'rab nos and bein l'rabbana. Nobody holds shechita needs kavana. They just argue.
It's a word. The distinction is whether I'm a bailam or not.
Yeah, I'm a bailam on my soul. Whether I have chira chavshis to do mitzvahs or to do aveir. So if I'm going to do a mitzvah and I don't want to be yotzei, so how can you say I'm yotzei the mitzvah bal korchi? So that's what most of the rishonim say. Kavana shelo lotzei is kavana lehepach. Kavana lehepach, so for sure you're not yotzei. But over here by shechita, what's the issue? Why should it be so? Why should the Rambam, why should the Marshal say such an idea that if he has kavana that the shechita should not be matel behema b'achila, then l'chol hadeis it'll be awesome. It's a very questionable chiddush. The Achronim on the page, the Taz and the others, they quote this Marshal, but it's questionable whether it's really correct or not. Taisus on Yud Beis on the base on the top Taisus are famous, very world famous Taisus. The Taisus quotes that Yimar and Yevamis Kuvav Amiral Chalitz Psula Achi Iskabnu Shnehem. It says the Yavam with the Yavam, they both have to have kavana. It says Neskabin Huva Loi Neskabna He Neskabna He Vlen Neskabin Huva Eina Chali Eina Materis Lein Osa Hashuk Achi Is Kabna Shneim. So that says Sofik in the Chacham Tzvi in the Chuvas of the Chacham Tzvi. What does it mean Achi Is Kabna Shneim? So he has one suggestion. Maybe Chalitza is a mitzvah. V'harai Chalitza is a mitzvah that you have Lachatchilus Deraisa. That you need Kriyas Hapsukim and you need Rikike, even though it's not Miyakeh B'Rievet. There is an opinion in Tanaim that all three are Miyakeh B'Rievet. The Chalitza Sandal with the Rikike with the Kriyas Hapsukim. There is an opinion in Tanaim that the Kriyas Hapsukim is not Miyakeh, but the Rikike is Miyakeh, together with the Chalitza. We don't pass like that. We pass in both the Kriyas Hapsukim and the Rikike are not Miyakeh. The only part that's Miyakeh is the Chalitza Sandal, Asaras Sandal. So the Tosis asks there in the end of Nida, and Samach Vavim and Beis, where do you find such a thing that you have a lachatchila, you should do it like this, and b'di'evet it's good like that? So Tosfos distinguish between a mitzvah and a matir. They say in the area of a matir, a get or a tefillah and a mikveh, Tosfos assumes tefillah and mikveh is not a mitzvah at all. So Tosfos says it doesn't make sense to have a lachatchila and a b'di'evet. By shechita, we had the first gemara in the second perek in Chulin. Talks about lachatchila shishach shnei simanim beofer lachatchila shishach kol asimanim b'di'evet it's good v'bekukulay. The Tosfos wrote in the first parak that Rashi wrote over here that these lachatchilas are only the rabbanon. How is Rashi so convinced it's only the rabbanon? So that's what we explain. Rashi probably holds that shechita is only a matir, and it doesn't make sense in the area of a matir to have a lachatchila deraisa. Lachatchila deraisa is only when you have a mitzvah. You have it by Kochim Alad. Here, you see the Rashi right before the Mishnah. Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The last few lines in the Gemara, right? The last six lines before the Mishnah. Boy Menei Shmuel Meravuna. Menayin Lesased Kochim Shu Posel. Had enough, you shecht the korban, and you didn't have in mind at all that you're shechting a korban. Someone told me, I'm standing in Beis HaMikdash, someone told him, take the knife and start cutting over here. He cuts, he doesn't know what he's doing. Turns out that he shechted the korban. So that's no good. Bein le Rab Nosson, bein le Rabbanon, that's no good. So the Gemara, Shmuel asked Rav Huna, how do you know? So he gives him a pasuk. So he said, that pasuk I know also, Zub Yadenuhi. I knew that pasuk. But whenever you have a pasuk in Kochim, you have the right to assume that it's only l'hatchila, unless it's repeated. Unless you have Shina l'lakos of l'akiv, l'akiv minayin. Where is the second pasuk that repeats the same din that indicates that it's even li'kuva? So he says, another pasuk, that's what Shmuel didn't know. The second pasuk. So that's where Rashi writes, right before the Mishnah, Shina l'bakos of liyake. By Kochim, you have to have that it should be repeated. So that's a big question. This requirement for Shina l'bakos of liyake, so Tosfos writes in Zvachim Dabdali that the Midrash HaTorah Nedresh Espehem are different in Kochim from in Kol HaTorah Kula, in that in Kochim only you require Shina l'bakos of liyake. You have to have that it should be repeated. That's what Tosfos writes. What Tosfos said, we know is correct, that the Midrash HaTorah Nedresh Espehem are different in Kodshim from in Kol HaTorah Kula, because the Gemara has in Ezel Mekoyman, the Gemara has a whole sugya, three blot Gemara, that Bekodshim main lemeidim lamed men alamed Bekodshim. If you have three different parshas and the Chumash, and B is learned out from a Hekesh from A, and you want to learn out C is Hukesh to B, so that in Kol HaTorah Kula, that's called lemeidim lamed men alamed. I can learn C from B, even though the din by B is only learned out from A. Lemeidim lamed men alamed in Kol HaTorah Kula, except for Kodshim not. So the Gemara is beferish like that, that Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpeim are different in the area of Kodshim from Kol HaTorah Kula. But the question is regarding this aspect, Shina L'Akos L'Yakev also. So that's a little Tosfos Rishonim in Zvachim Daf Dalet. Tosfos in the tiny letters in Zvachim writes that this requirement, repeating Shina L'Akos L'Yakev, only applies in Kodshim, doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Chazanish and others, the Mishnah Achrona, Mishnayis and Negoim, they disagree with that Tosfos. They say that it's a mistake. It's a din of Kol HaTorah Kula that you need Shina L'Akos L'Yakev in mitzvahs. In mitzvahs, whenever you have a mitzvah, so if a detail is mentioned only once, you have the right to assume it's only lachatchila, and it's not miyakeh b'diyeben, unless it's not just a, even a Chazanish explains, unless the detail seems to be essential. Let's say it says asir seifa solus lemincha, a mincha has to be asir seifa. What if you bring a mincha less than asir seifa? So the Chazanish says, I don't need a pasuk shin ala kos liyakeh. That's etz a mitzvah, let's say by chalitza. By chalitza, do you need a pasuk to tell you that the chalitza is ma'akev? The chalitza is the ikir. The rikika, that's extra. And the kriyas apsukim, that's extra. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the chalitza is ma'akev. The chalitza is the essence of what chalitza is all about. That's why we call it chalitza. So the Tanoim had a feel. No one said that the ikir is the kriyas apsukim. No one said the ikir is the rikika. All the Tanoim had a tradition. It's called mitzvah chalitza. That's how the perek is called, perek mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah sivim kodemis le mitzvah chalitza. They all knew the ikar is the chalitza. And the rest is the mitzvah bishlei musa. So on the kriyas apsukim with the rikika, there was machloikas, is it miyakev or not? So the Chazanish says, this requirement for shina lakos liyakev applies in kol HaTorah Kula. Let's say by egla rufa, the Mishnah says you take the egla rufa to a nachal eson, to a nachal kosher. Kosher. Then the Mishnah says it's only written once, Nachal Eisen, so it's not Miyakeh B'dievet. If you took it to a Nachal, that's not kosher. Afal Pishena kosher, it's also good. That's not Kodshim. That's a Shar Mitzvah. It's not the Ikeh. The Ikeh Mitzvah is the Arifa. The Arifa. How do you know that? Maybe you can do the Egla Rufa not in a Nachal at all. Maybe you can do it in the middle of the city. So that says a few times a Nachal Eisen, Nachal Eisen. So it says a few times Nachal. But since the word Eisen, that it should be Nachal Eisen kosher, only says once, and the mission says not miyakeh b'dievet. Details in all mitzvahs, we say in isurim there is no such thing, in amater in anisa there is no such thing as lachatchila derais. That can only be midirabbanan. In mitzvahs, it's conceivable that you have a mitzvah b'shleimusa and a mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa. So you have to have psukim b'negir to the details. Are these details miyakeh v'anat? So you need shina lakos liyakeh not only in kodshim in other areas as well. And most of the time, the Gemara is never going to require Shina L'Kos L'Yakev because you're dealing with the essence of the mitzvah. Let's say Dalet Minim. So the Gemara discusses, how do you know that you need all the Dalet Minim? Maybe you have partial credit if you take two or three Minim. Maybe you have partial credit. So the Gemara says, no, L'Kachtem L'Kichatama. Everything is Miyakeh. There's no partial Kima. Everything is Miyakeh. So sometimes it's obvious that's the essence of the mitzvah. So it's a double pashut, you don't need shina l'kos liyakev. And sometimes you would need shina l'kos liyakev. Sometimes even in kachm, you don't need shina l'kos liyakev. Sometimes in other mitzvahs, you do need shina l'kos liyakev. Not like the Tais of Sishan. The Tais and Abdalad in Zvachim says not. Anyway, Rashi used the lashon here, shina l'kos liyakev. So that's a shina. So let's get back again. So Rava made a comment on two Mishnayos. Rabbi commented on our Mishnah that the Cherush out of the cotton, if they shecht, is good, but they don't have any kavana. So you see the Shechita and Tzircha kavana. And then Rabbi made the comment on the Mishnah, Lamed Aleph and Man Aleph as well, only Nofla Sakim is Shechta, there's a lack of Kergavra, it fell by itself. But if it Pilus Ksheira, Abagav Talay Mechavein, Mantane, the two Mishnahs go like Rav Nosson. Gemara yes, the Tzircha said, why did he have to comment on both Mishnahs that you see? Gemara said, we wanted to clear it up. There would have been room to distinguish between the two. So Tosis here has the famous kasha, the top Tosis. Tosis has the famous kasha. Oh, you wanted to know by chalitza. We got so involved, I forgot about it by chalitza. Yeah, by chalitza, the Gemara says that she is kavnush name. So the Chacham Tzvi in his tshuva raises a suffix. He has three possibilities. What does the kavana mean? Does it mean because mitzvah tzichas kavana? The Gemara means to say you have to have, he and she, the other and Yivama, have to have kavana for the sake of the mitzvah. And if you're not yet to the mitzvah, then it's not going to be matir. Whenever you have a mitzvah that carries with it a heter, so if you're not mekayim the mitzvah, then the heter is not chal either. That's how that the Ramban and Brochus seems to learn in Agamar Lamed Aleph like that. That nidush and nensa v'tavla, since Agamar is paskening mitzvah deraisa sicha kavana, so she's asur labailo, because the heter is dependent on the mitzvah. That's a question. Does that fit in with all the Gemaras? So that's the.
That's the place. It's the place in Kiva Eger by Sach Tov Shlita. You could say Mitzvah Slav Lahenes Nidro. To be Matir, even by a Matir, you say that the Matir follows the Mitzvah of Shlita.
What do you mean there, Ron?
That even though over here by Shlita it's just a Heter, should we still have the tour of Mitzvah Slav Lahenes?
It's totally in that shaila. If you do a matir and you're not yotzei the mitzvah, well, I don't think so. Why shouldn't you say it like that? The Plesi thought that whenever hano, violation of Yisrael hano is only if you have physical hano. If I have hano in a spiritual sense, so that's not called hano. A goy can eat food also. A Jew can eat food like a goy can eat food. A Jew has to eat geshacht in a food. So that's a religious need. That's not called a physical need. The goy could have eaten it if it would have been a vela. The place he goes with the shita, the mitzvah slav lehonis mitzvah means whatever something is only necessary for religious purposes based on Shulchan Aruch. But if you ask a goy in the street, did he get any pleasure? The goy would say no. So then that's called mitzvah slav lehonis nitam. Rabbi Kavega disagrees and he says against the Gemara. Against the Gemara in Erevin, yeah. That if something is a matir, then it is called nana, even though it's only a religious issue. In common sense terms, he could have gone chutz l'trum. A goy could go walk chutz l'trum without the Erev. But nonetheless, since al pidin, the Erev is a matir, so the Gemara seems to say that that's called hanor. You don't say mitzvah saying tzichos kavanah only when the thing is a mitzvah. I don't think that's the machlokes. So again, the Chacham Tzvi has a chakira with three tzedodim. His first side is that maybe the Gemara is assuming that chalitza is a mitzvah. That's what we assume. Chalitza has a lechatchila deraisa. That's not me'akeh b'di'evad. So that's what Tosfos proved, that chalitza is a mitzvah. That's why it's shaykh to speak about a mitzvah b'shleimus and a mitzvah shlo b'shleimus. You have lechatchila deraisa by chalitza. By Mata, you can't have Alach HaTchila Deraisa. It doesn't make sense. So that was one suggestion that he gave. That suggestion is a big chiddush, to say that whenever you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, you hold, first of all, you're assuming Mitzvah's Kavana, which is a big two opinions in Hilchas Kriya Shma. Mechaba has the two shittas. Whether you pass Mitzvah's Kavana, Mitzvah's Kavana. So the Chacham Tzvi is assuming maybe that Gemara is taking a stim, Mitzvah's Kavana. Then assumption number two is that the Matir of Chalitza Matir, the matir is contingent on the mitzvah. If for some reason or another you're not yotzei the mitzvah, if mitzvah is kavana, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, then the matir doesn't come along. That's questionable. Is that true? So the Ramban sounds like he held like that. Ramban interpreted the Gemara Lamed Aleph like that. That the reason why nidush and nensa v'tavla is no good because the Gemara is paskin in mitzvahs deraisa tzichas kavana, and you don't even have the matir either. That's two major assumptions. Then the Chacham Tzvi has another suggestion, maybe scrap it, maybe forget about the first pshat. Rebbe means kavanas heta lashuk, that he and the she have to have kavana, that aide chalitza zu, she becomes materis lashuk. Then he has the third suggestion, that maybe neither is correct, maybe he doesn't have, they don't have to have kavanas mitzvah, if they want to be out of the mitzvah, maybe it'll depend whether mitzvah is kavana. They don't have to have kavanas heta lashuk, maybe the kavana is that chalitza is a kinyan. Whenever you make a kinyan, you have to have kavana. So here, the woman is zakuka, the yavama is zakuka to the oven. Zakuka means like an inishus. So a man gets married. So it's like koin kiik the nefesh, kinyan kaspo. An ishus koin is considered a kinyan kaspo. Isha niknis. So marriage is like a kinyan. And divorce is also like a kinyan. Isha koin is atzman beget. Ubimisa sabal. So just like, and then it said Mishnah says the Yavama is niknesli atzma al yidei chalitza. When you do chalitza, that's a kinyan. So the Chacham Tzvi raises this, three possibilities. When it says that you have to have kavana, is it kavanas mitzvah based on the assumption mitzvah is kavana likuvah? Is it kavanas hetel ashuk? Or is it kavanas kinyan? He's not sure which kavana it is. That's a shaila. Which kavana does the Gemara mean? So that's what the Achreinim on Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra, they recommend you should have kavana for all three. L'chatchila, we tell the Yovam and the Bam, they should have all the kavanas. Yeah.
Didn't he say once in the shir that chalitza is different, that he's not matira, but if he does the kima mitzvah, he becomes matira?
Right, that's what Rav Chaim is going to explain on our daf. That's the Rav Chaim has that in Hilchas Chalitza, in connection with the last line in this Tosis, Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, the very last line, in parentheses. The very last line of the top Tosis. So they ask a question, how come Godla Amar Agav doesn't help by Hafrashas Truma? And they lied by Kasha. So Rav Chaim answers the Kasha. But that's what we'll get to now. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara Rav proves from our Mishnah, from the Mishnah Lamed Aleph, that the Din, the Stam Mishnah, is like Rav Nosson, and who Tani Lava, who Amala, this Tani Osha, the Zira Demin Chavraya, he recited a Brice, and he said, that's the Halacha. Osha Demin Chavraya said, that's the Halacha. And Rav said, that's what it says in the two Mishnahis, that Shechita Ein Tzircha Kavana. So Tosis wants to know, where do you see that Shechita Ein Tzircha Kavana? Because of the Cherishat of the Kotten, Sheshachtu, Acherim Ondem Agabav is good. If you have a Cherishat of the Kotten, do something, and people are standing there and they're telling them, they're educating them, they're guiding them what to do, so maybe then the Cherishat of the Kotten do have Kavana. That's Tosis Kasha, the top line in Tosis Yud Beis Amar Alef Tema. The Mashmach and the Cherishat of the Kotten La B'nei Kavana Ninu. Because shchita, if you all shchita tzircha kavana, the cherishat of the cotton is no good. Aye, but the Mishnah is talking acherim on the malgabov. Achefil acherim on the malgabov is no good. For ektayis akashe, that in the Mishnah in Gittin says a get has to be written l'shma, and the cherishat of the cotton can write a get if you have acherim on the malgabov. Hakol kshem lichtav as a get. Achefil cherishat of the cotton. The Gemara asked akashe, how can it be in it l'shma? Or Meshani, the Gemara answered, God Lamed Agabov. Alma, what do you see from the Gemara Gittin? B'nei Kavana L'shmanin, because God Lamed Agabov. If there's someone there standing next to the cotton, he tells him, do this, and this is going to lead to that. So since he's guiding the cotton, that's called Kavana. So just like the Gemara says that it's Kavana over there, why don't we say over here that it's Kavana over here? So it happens the Rambam paskins on that Gemara. You look in the Rambam Hilchas Gerishin, when he quotes that Gemara, it happens to be the end of Paragimel and Hilchas Gerishin, the last four or five halachas. The Rambam quotes the Maskonis, the way the Rambam read the Maskonis Agmar. The Rambam quotes the Maskonis Agmar, that a Cherishot of the Kotten, Goybar al Agambab, is considered Kavanah Lishma, Benegeh to the Rabbanon, it's not Benegeh to the real bona fide Dinam Deraisa. If the Din would have been that Shechita Tzvicha Kavanah Deraisa, the machlek zam nasan the chachamim sounds like it's a din deraisa, not a din derabon. No, I'll be pashed to the machlek. The Gemara didn't quote any psukim. How did Rab Nasan know shchita in tzicha kavana? How did the chachamim know that you don't need kavana for heta shchita? The only kavana they need is for chaticha simonim. They never said you need kavana for heta shchita. How do they know? How does everybody know that you don't need kavana? Bein the Rab Nasan, bein the Rabbanon, they both hold in tzicha kavana. Rav Nosson is very extreme. Ain't it tzicha kavana at all? Maybe you only need kavana sasiya, otherwise a lack of gavra. That's the Rashbos Tesis that he raised the possibility. But they both told shchita ain't it tzicha kavana. So the Gemara says, how do I know that it's so? Because the pasuk says, yeah, this Gemara that we just learned over here, the last five lines before the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. Boy minei Shmuel Miravuna. How do you know misasik is possible by shchitas kachim? So he tells me the pasuk. Says that pasuk I knew zubi adeno hoisa. I know that pasuk. How do you know it's even makabidi yevit? Where's the shina la kosli? Because he tells him the other pasuk. So that gemara is repeated lekam and lamed aleph on the base. Why does the gemara quote lamed aleph on the base? They're quoting in the context of this machlekes shem nasa nachachamim. They both hold shchita doesn't need kavana. Rav Nosson is very extreme. You don't even need kavanas chatichas imanim. The Chacham hold you need kavanas chatichas imanim, but you don't need kavanas heta shchita. He never heard of hilcha shchita, and it's still going to be good. How do they know that shchita and itzircha kavana? So the Gemara says because by kachmi hapsukim that misasek is pasul. The Gemara says about the 13 lines from the bottom, 15 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. The line begins with the words Ben Yosef. So the Gemara says, "Midigali Rachmana Misasi B'Kachim Posa Mechalal D'Chuna Labina Kavane." Bein L'Rab Nosson, Bein L'Rabban. They both say like that. You have the two psukim that by Kachim Shchita Tzicha Kavane, not only Lachatchili, even B'Di'eved, that Misasi B'Kachim is Posel. So that's an indication that only B'Kachim Misasi is Posel, and by Shchita Schulin there's no Kavane, and by Shchita Schulin you don't need Kavane. Rav Nosson and Rabbanon argue, to what extent do you not need Kavanah? Rav Nosson, you don't need, Kavanah at all? Rabbanon say, no, you don't need the same degree as Kavanah that you have by Kochim. You have to know that you're Shechting. The Rabbanon say, you don't have to know what Shechita is, well, you just have to have Chaticha Siman. Kavanah is Chaticha Siman. So they both learn out from that Pasuk. They both learn out from the Pasuk that Mesasik is only possible by Shechita's Kochim and Meshechita's Chulin it's Kochim. So that the Pashtus is that the Machlekes Rav Nosson and Chachamim and Lamed Aleph on the base is a Machlekes on the level of their eyes. So what are you learning out from that Pasuk? Mid the Misasik B'Kachim Pasul, Misasik B'Chulin is Kosher. So how far do you go? Rav Nosson goes all the way extreme. You don't need Kavana at all. Even Kavana's Chatech Zman. Rav Nosson say you don't need as much Kavana as you need by Kachim. But L'Cheret says Shailan and level of their eyes. So the Rambam writes that the only time we accept that Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Beis Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, that Cherishot to the Kotim Acherim on the Malgabov is considered the Kotim is able to write the Lishma. He can Cherishot to the Kotim can write the Get Lishma. That's only on the part of the Get that only needs Lishma Midi Rabbanan. The Gemara says in a Get we have so much. It's the Get is 12 lines long. We have so much Nusach there. Much of that nusach is not me'akeh b'di'eved. So the part that's me'akeh b'di'eved is called the teref, the ikeh part of the get. The part that's not me'akeh b'di'eved, l'shufer d'shtar, you want to schmaltz up the shtar, everything should be explicit, so that's called the teifes of the shtar. So the Rambam writes the cherishot of the cotton, or the akum of the eved, who write the teref of the get, is pasul min ha'ter, there's nothing to discuss, period. That's the end of the story. And the tofes should be written l'shma. If it's written shalom lishma, lachatchila should be written lishma. Lachatchila on a get is only midi rabbanon. It's not going to be minatar. So lachatchila should be written lishma. If it's written shalom lishma, so the Rambam writes that b'di eved it would be kosher. If an akum or a eved, I think the Rambam writes akum or eved will write. The Rama writes Perigim Halacha Tezvav till the end of the Perik. Everything is most of it is about Ksiva Lishma. So he says there are five people who can't write a get. Cherishot to the Kotna three, Akam and Eved are four and five. They can't write a get. And even Yisrael Amid Al Gabav, it doesn't help. Sure. Why can't they write a get? Because you need Lishma. But then he says, what if these five people wrote the Teifus of the get and the Torah was written? And the Torah was written by a Godel who is a Bardas, the Dieved the Get will be kosher. But L'chatchila we don't allow them to write. But L'chatchila we wouldn't permit the five people to write the Teifus. L'chatchila not exer Teifus out the Torah. So that's clearly only Midi Rabbanan. All L'chatchila is by a Get. It can only be Midi Rabbanan, it can't be Midi Torah. So then the Rambam writes, by the Cherishot to be Kotim, Acherim on the Magabov, on the Tofes, there's even Mutal L'chatchila. Because the whole topic of Lishma by the Tofis is only Midi Rabbanan. It's not Midi Torah. So when you get to the Din de Rabbanan, it's a Din de Rabbanan L'chatchila. It's not even Akum B'di Eved. The Rambam holds, if the Eved Akum write the Tofis L'gamri Shalom L'shma, it's Kosher B'di Eved. So it's only L'chatchila de Rabbanan on the Tofis. So there we're makel that a Cher Shalom T'vikot and a Cher Shalom Al-Gabal is called L'shma. So that satisfies the L'chatchila de Rabbanan. So according to the way the Rambam paskins, the whole Kasher doesn't get off the ground. Tosfos seems to be assuming lahalacha. There are different opinions there. The end of the perik in Gittin there. The end of the so perik sheni to Gittin. The end of the second perik. So Tosfos is shtelling avek. They're presenting their kasha because there was one opinion there that cherishot to the cotton can write the Torah haget if it's God loy meragab. But Torah haget needs lishma min haTorah and God loy meragab works min haTorah. So that's the kasha. The Gemara in Gittin seems to say that God lemon agavu works to be considered lishma, even when you need lishma min atara by get. So where do you see from our Mishnah that that the halacha is like Rav Nosson? Maybe the Mishnah goes like the Chachamim that you need shchita tzvicha kavana, but it says acherem ra'im oisam. So the acherem ra'im oisam is the equivalent of God lemon agavav. So that's considered lishma. That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis gives their famous teretz. They say the same teretz in Gittin. That God alayim al gabav and acherim roi moisam don't mean the same thing. God alayim al gabav means, in getting there, the gadol is standing next to the cut and he tells him what to do and he's instructing him. And he's explaining, write the get lishmo because these people are going to divorce. And you write this name and this name and going to give the get. He explains everything. So he's educating the cherusha to the cotton. So then the cherusha to the cotton with the goyim al alayim al gabav, haim al alayim al alayim al alayim. So that's considered lishmo. Acherim roi moisam means acherusha to the cotton ashechting. And there are others who are Bar Mitzvah, Bnei Das, who are watching from a distance. They're not telling the kid what to do. The kid is shechting on his own. They are watching from a distance, not educating him. So they're two different things. Acherem Roi Moisim is not the same as God Olam Ragav. God Olam Ragavav makes it Lishma Min HaTorah, even if you need Lishma Min HaTorah. But Acherem Roi Moisim is not the same. So Tosis was Madaik the Loshan HaMishnah. It doesn't say here God Olam Ragav. It says Acherem Roi Moisim. Aye, but the Gemara Dav Gimla Min Aleph. And the Gemara is working about the question, the difficulty on the opening line in the Sichta, that it says it's good l'chatchil, it's only good b'dieved, so there's a stir between the first line and the second line. So the Gemara gave the six pshatim, Abaye v'Rav and Rav Chiya Barab and all the six different pshatim. So in the middle of that whole discussion, the Gemara uses a loshen by the Kusi Shechtim, b'acherim ondem agabov. So the Gemara calls that acherim ondem agabov. And Taisa says, no, it's not Acherim Ondem Agabav, it's Acherim Roi Moisam. So Taisa says, the Gemara was not Medayik. So that's a question that they have the right to say, the Gemara was not Medayik. They made a whole shtickle Torah that the Mishnah is Medayik. Mishnah says Acherim Roi Moisam is not the same as God Olam Agabav in Gittin, the end of the second verse. And now they get stuck. Avagab de Bereish Pirkin Dav Gimel Amanav Kar Acherim Roi Moisam, God Olam Agabav, the Gemara is not Medayik. So that's what the other Rishonim are not so thrilled about that, Taisa. How can you say the Gemara is not Medayik? So that's what you look in the Rashba. There's a famous Rashba here. The Rashba from the beginning to the end, Rashba in the middle quotes Tosfos Pshat, but he quotes it like a novelty. Ooh, Tosfos came up with an Einfall. That they're two different things. Acherim Roi Moisam, they're watching, but they're not educating the kid. Godel Oimer Agabav means that the Godel is Melamed, the Cherusha Tvukot, Melamde Moisam, Asir Moisam, and it creates, it's considered as if the Cherush to the Kotner wrote Lishma. The Rashba writes a Chiddush in the middle of his long paragraph, is a Chiddush that's how Tosfos answers. When you start the Rashba and you end the Rashba, from the beginning to the end, he has a different Lashon the whole time. And then at the end, he quotes Rabbeinu Zatzal. I think they say Rabbeinu Zatzal is the Rabbeinu Yoina. When he quotes the Ramban, so he quotes Rabbeinu HaRamban. And when he quotes Rabbeinu Zatzal without saying who, that means the Rabbeinu Yoina. He learned by both. Rabbeinu Yoina with the Ramban were mechutanim. The children were married to each other. And I think when they had a child, so the Ramban said they should name the baby Yoina, after the chassid Rabbeinu Yoina, after the grandfather, after the other grandfather. So the Rashba, from the beginning to the end, has a different interpretation. That Gadol Oimed Al Gabav, the Gadol injects the Lishma. Not that the Gadol is Malami the cotton, and all of a sudden the cotton can have Kavana. Cherushat the cotton is Allah Bardasi, can never have Kavana. The Gadol Oimed Al Gabav, he's having in mind the Kavana. So the Rashba asks, so the Rashba from the very beginning presents the whole Kasha from the beginning like that. Just like in Gittin, the Gadol Oimed Al Gabav has in mind Lishma, so the Cherusha to the Kotim right to get. The God Olam Ragabov injects the Lishma. So why not say over here, even if you hold like the Chachamim, the Rab Nosna, the Shechita Tzvicha Kavana, the Acherem Rai Moisim should inject the Lishma. They'll do the Kavana. Why shouldn't it be good? Tosis from the beginning to the end was learning Acherem Rai Moisim should educate the Kotim, should make the Kotim into Kavana. But Tosfos says, no, the Acherim Roi Moisam are standing from a distance, they're not being Malamed also. The Rashba from the beginning to the end. In the middle, he throws in this Tosfos as a novelty, but then he says it's Shver from the Gemara Dav Gimel. Tosfos themselves admit that the Gemara is against them. So Tosfos has to say the Gemara is not Meduyik. It's not the right thing to say. Gemara is not meduik. So the Rashba says no. Gadol imer agabov. The Gemara never meant to say that the gadol is malamid the katan. The katan is able to create lishma. The gadol agabov makes the lishma, even though he's not the one who's doing the writing. So why don't you say the same over here? Like the gadol imer agabov. The Gemara in Dav Gimel assumes that Acher Mar Moisim is the same as Gadol Amar Agabov. The expressions are used interchangeably. So why can't you say the Gadol Amar Agabov will inject the Kavana? So Shchita Tzicha Kavana, he'll inject the Kavana. So he comes with the answer. He says, whenever you can do something Ayidei Shliach, the get can be written Ayidei Shliach. There's no requirement the husband has to write the get himself. He can authorize someone else to write the get. So then you can say, you authorize the Gadol Amar Agabov that he should inject the Lishma. So the kid is writing the get, and the gadol lemer agabov is the shliach of the husband to inject lishma. So the gadol is thinking lishma. The katan is blank. The katan doesn't know what he's doing. La badas, he doesn't. He's not the one who's creating the lishma. The gadol lemer agabov is the shliach of the baal to create lishma. But he says by shchita, what are you going to say? I appointed you as the shliach to have in mind the kavana. If I steal someone else's behem and I shecht it without his permission, it's going to be a shchita kshera anyway. The Gemara talks about someone walked into someone else's barn and he saw shechting everything. So he talked about Robin Tzimetz Shechita Mumchem, even if he's a ganav. That's a discussion on Yud Beis and Aleph. Even if the guy's a ganav, do you still say Robin Tzimetz Shechita Mumchem? You see, he doesn't have a cheskas kashus. He shechted without permission. So the Rashba says you don't need bailus in order to be mata the behema b'achila. So you can't talk about shlichas. The bail ha-behema appoints the acherim roim moisim as a shliach to inject the kavana, the koshchita tzicha kavana. You can't appoint the shliach. So the halacha that if you hold like the chachamim, the Rav Nosson, their machlek is on a level of their isa based on the pasuk. Misasik b'kachim is pasuk, misasik b'chulin is kosher. So, and the rabbana hold only misasik is kosher, but you need a little bit kavana. Kavana is chaticha simanim. So the kavana that the rabbana would insist on has to be the kavana of the sheikhei. No one else can inject the kavana, because shchita is in India where it's not shaykh, it's not nitfas and shlichas. You can't say the acherim roim moisam are the shliach of the somebody to inject the lishma, shliach of whom? No one is a balabos over here on the shchita. So the shaykhit is the one who has to have the lishma.
Is there I don't think necessarily so.
You have to read it again. I don't think he says it explicitly. You have to check what he says in Gittin. I don't remember. Tosfos has two opinions. But Ksivas HaGet needs Shlichas. I don't know if the Rashba... Rashba uses the Loshon Shliach. Whatever you can do, Ayde Shliach. I don't know if he necessarily means Shliach. It means Ayde Acherim. It could be that it's Lav Davke when he says Shliach.
How does that help? Ksivas Lishma, the guy that's writing is not writing.
Yes, that, so they. So apparently, it's not the same as Ksiva Sefer Torah Lishma. That's what Tyson Gittin points out. Ksiva Sefer Torah Lishma, the Sefer has to have in mind Lishma. Ksiva Saget Lishma means that the Ksiva of the Get is the Haskalah Sagerishin. By all other stories, the Ksiva Sashtar is the Hachonah Sachevtze, and the Kinyan of the Shtar consists of the Mesiris Sashtar, Tfisis Balashtar. And by get, you need ksiva lishma, but whichever the shtar is, the shtar shichur, whatever shtar is, need ksiva lishma means the kinyan is a composite that consists of the ksiva with the mesira. So since the ksiva is a hascholos agerishin, so you need das habal b'shas hascholos agerishin. That's what it means lishma. So as long as someone appointed, authorized by the husband to have this in mind at the time of the ksiva, the Cherish Eitav Katan is writing, and you need Lishma. Lishma is not like the Sefer has to write the Sefer Torah Lishma. Not that the Get needs Lishma. No. The Get has to be written. Okay, Jew has to write the Get. Cherish Eitav Katan are Jewish. And someone representing the husband has to have in mind, Vishas HaKsiva, this is the Haskolos HaGerishin. But it doesn't have to necessarily be, it's not a property within the Ksiva, it's not the Oifan HaKsiva. It's the Das HaGerishin Vishas Ksiva HaGet. The fact that the husband said a week before, I want to divorce my wife, that's not enough. You have to have explicit das, b'shas ksivis aget. So he says, so the husband authorizes someone else to have that in mind on his behalf at the time. So this is what Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. The way Tosfos understood the din. Acherim on the Magabov in Gittin Davchov Gimel means that demalam demoso, then the cotton can be considered lishma. So why can't a katan be mafresh truma if you have a cherem on the balgapov? And if that's the last line in parentheses on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the top tesis, the tesis left with a kasha. Truma nami yod begad loy meragabov. Why can't a katan be mafresh truma if you have a cherem on the balgapov? So that's what Rab Chaim has in the sefer, a teretz on the tesis kasha. Okay. Maybe tomorrow we'll just say over the teretz of Rab Chaim, and then we'll try to wrap up the rest of the Gemara. And then we'll start Chazara from the Yoredeah.